Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Ross is in for Lucius today, so there will not be an LA Live, but coming up at about 5:40 or so, we will get you up to date on everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast day, including a couple of very interesting talking points on the Cowboys coaching search and everything else going on that's been, breaking. Okay, segment here is brought to you by the On-Time Experts, and it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Denton Day is the host of College Football Overtime on Sirius Satellite Radio. He also works at 106.7 The Fan in D.C., and he joins us now here to talk about both things, college football and your Commanders, and a good evening to you. How the heck are you?
I'm great, fellas. As you can imagine, the city of D.C. is about as lit as it's ever been in my lifetime at this point in January, based on how the football team is performing. So it's a great time to be a Commanders fan, and we get championship college football tonight. I'm thriving.
Yeah, remind us, what is it like on a Monday with your team going to the NFC title game around there?
I mean, I don't want to rub it in your guys' face, but it's pretty jazzed up. I mean, this is the first time they've been there since 91. Just for context, I was born in 95, so I've never experienced this level of success. I've only heard stories from those that are my elders. So to finally be able to experience it and the way that they played this weekend, I mean, everybody, all of those that were apathetic for a long time, and I was kind of in that group for a little bit, we have all returned. Everyone is back. Burgundy and gold is being worn all over the city. It really is fascinating to see just how much a couple of players, good management, and not having a terrible owner does to a team.
Yes, man, and I wanted to ask you about that. What all has gone right to make this happen, other than, you know, getting the quarterback? Obviously, the Cowboys, you know, need some sort of a catalyst, some sort of a turnaround. From your perspective, you know, what are the most important things that have developed for you to give this Commanders team this level of success?
Well, something that had hampered our organization for a while, that probably is something that you guys are dealing with, is we don't have an owner anymore that wants to play hero and wants to play essentially God over the team. He hired football people and he let football people do their jobs. Adam Peters did a really good job finding a bunch of guys on really small contracts, getting a lot of these dudes on one-year deals who have really stepped up. And then really when you have a quarterback that is a legitimate game wrecker, the way that Jaden Daniels is, everything is possible. I look at the roster, and there's some good players certainly on offense, but it's not like it's this massive, talented group of skill position guys. You got Zach Ertz, who's like 50 years old. You have Deami Brown, who for the first 3 years of his career did really next to nothing in terms of impressive statistical performances. You got old-ass Austin Eckler, and you got a running back that for the last 6 weeks couldn't properly find a hole. But because you got a quarterback, you're in the NFC Championship game. He really lifts everyone that's around him. It's incredibly impressive.
Do you see sustainable success? The Cowboys beat him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I do, because I think this is the worst roster that Jaden Daniels is ever going to play with. Yeah, they have so much money in cap room coming up this offseason. I think they're going to adjust at a lot of the positions of need. They need a wide receiver, too. I think Deami Brown's played well over the past two games and well enough to stay here on another contract, but I still don't think he's a wide receiver, too. What you saw in that Dallas game was just a complete flat offense, at least the first one, really the second one, too. Mm-hmm. It was just complete flatness on offense. So I do think they'll go out there and get better, more explosive guys to make sure that that does not happen anymore.
You're talking with Denton Day here, live from D.C. Now, the 214, we got a text coming in, says, well, this dude says he doesn't want to rub it in. He's not doing a good job of it.
Wait, so I have a question for you guys, if I may. Speaking of rubbing it in, do you guys also find it weird how much Micah Parsons loves Jaden Daniels? Has that been a topic of discussion over the past couple of weeks? Because every time he opens his mouth, he's praising his rival quarterback. That is very weird.
We're used to it with Micah Parsons, to be honest.
We are.
You know, he showed up at a Mavs 76ers game with a 76ers jersey on because he's from Philadelphia.
He's Darius Slay on the podcast regularly.
It's on brand.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the Packers beat us last year, and like 3 days later, Jordan Love is on Micah's podcast.
Anything for those views, right? As long as the headlines are getting clicked, he's going to keep having these dudes on.
You know, I think Cowboys fans would be more appreciative of Jaden Daniels and everything the Commanders have going on if you guys could go take out the Eagles on Sunday. How do you like the chances of doing that?
You know, I feel good. Obviously, I don't feel great. The Eagles are a really good team. And if you look at them just top to bottom roster-wise, I think they're the most talented roster in the NFL. The Commanders did have the fortune of beating them earlier this season. You know, Jalen Hurts didn't play a majority of that game, and Philadelphia fans will be very quick to remind you of that, but that doesn't take away the fact that the number one defense at the time in the NFL gave up 22 points in the fourth quarter. I think they'd allowed two touchdowns in the second half total in a game, and they allowed 22 in a fourth quarter. I think Jaden, that's really when the birth of Jaden Daniels, the legend, took place. Like, the fan base here knew that they had a guy for the future, but they didn't know what he was. And then when he had that performance against Philadelphia, that's really when his stardom skyrocketed here in town, and I think nationally as well. So I definitely feel good. I'd be silly to say that I would feel anything other than good after watching what Jaden has done the past 2 weeks.
Okay, Denton, this has been an enlightening conversation, and I hope that this ride for you ends in the Super Bowl. Take care of Filthy, and then go ahead and die against either the Chiefs or the Bills, okay? Let's talk college football, the national championship game, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Is there any chance the Irish can pull off the upset?
I definitely think there's a chance, not a great chance, but a chance. They really have to make sure they can't they can't do what they did against Penn State, which is fall into a position of chasing. This Ohio State offense is too loaded. I mean, they're loaded everywhere, top to bottom on that offensive side and top to bottom on the defensive side as well. You can't get to a position if you're Notre Dame where you are at a clear disadvantage talent-wise to quickly finding yourself down 10-0, down 14-0, or even worse. If it's more than a two-score deficit at any point, this game is over. They don't have the firepower to be able to hang with Ohio State, which means they have to play near-perfect football to start this thing. You know, they either got to start with a big defensive stop or get the ball first and march down the field and score. Outside of that, outside of perfection for Notre Dame, I think they're going to be in a world of hurt today against Ohio State.
Denton, first off, I want to thank you for all my Sunday mornings. Very, very early, I listen to you while I go and do activities very early in the morning. So appreciate all your hard work in this season with the highlights and the interviews and stuff like that. I really enjoy listening to you on Sirius Satellite Radio. And I have a question for you about, with Ryan Day. Is this really the opportunity that Ryan Day gets to tell everybody to stick it up there, you know what, after tonight?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, he's been in these conversations for such a long time because if you really think about it, now that Saban's gone, there are not a lot of championship-winning coaches in college football because for such a long time, it's been dominated by either Saban, Kirby Smart, or every, 6 years, whoever's coaching LSU, and then they fire him. So it's been such a long time that we've had new blood win a championship. And, you know, Ryan Day has always had this mass amount of talent at his disposal. He has had great quarterbacks with Fields and C.J. Stroud at the college level, and they've never been able to get over that hump. You lose to Michigan earlier this year where everyone and their mother in Columbus is calling for this guy's job. That goes out the window if he goes and wins a championship, but it is also that proving ground that you mentioned to say, I am one of the best coaches in college football. So I absolutely think he needs to go out there from the standpoint of a Ryan Day legacy game. If there is one, it's tonight. They can't fall flat.
Then I was seeing Joel Klatt is ticked off about they're playing a Monday night game, college football national championship, middle of the NFL playoffs. Do you have any issue with this game being on a Monday night? Do you think the scheduling of the 12-team playoff, anything through this postseason that hasn't worked that you think maybe needs to be fixed moving forward?
I've always been a fan of the championship going to a Saturday just because you spend, 12, 14, 15, now 16 weeks with the expanded playoff getting in kind of this rhythm of watching college football on Saturday and allowing yourself to stay up late and go out and party and you do and bet and do all these things. So I'm always in favor of it being on a Saturday, but I understand from the perspective of television that I guess Monday is a little more valuable. As far as falling in line with the NFL playoffs, I mean, that's why you can't play it on Saturday because God forbid. I mean, the ratings for these Saturday games, the Chiefs-Texans did, I think, 32 million. Mm-hmm. You know, Washington and Detroit, I think, did 33 million. You can't go up against one of those games if you're going to play your national championship then. So I understand not going up against the NFL there. Outside of that, I don't really mind it. I just, I'm an East Coast guy, so I don't like the late starts. I got to wake up at like 5 a.m. in the morning. So I gotta take a nap or something during the day on Monday. But I guess I get it. You know, we've been so used to the Monday night championship games. My preference is always going to be Saturday, but television talks and everything else walks.
Denton, for a game like tonight with Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman, is this just a go for it on fourth down at every turn? Avoid punting at all costs?
Yeah, YOLO, right? I mean, you're playing with house money. Nobody really anticipated that you were going to get there. And, Riley Leonard, he's a fine college quarterback, but you kind of know what his limitations are. He's not going to be a guy that's going to throw it 30 times or have 30 completions, rather, for north of 300 yards. That's just not how he's built. That's not how this offense is built. Give it your best shot. Try some trick plays. Go for it. If it's fourth and six, go for it, right? You're just kind of YOLOing it, throwing it at the wall, seeing what sticks, and then maybe, just maybe, you'll make enough plays to be able to keep this thing close and have most of America not turn it off in the second half.
It's Denton Day here with you on 105.3 The Fan, college football on overtime on Sirius Satellite Radio. Man, we've had some very manageable ticket prices to get into some of these games, but I saw the get-in-the-door price for this thing right now is $4,000. What makes this so much more attractive?
I guess it's because it's the final game, right? Like, there's always you know, when you're getting in the door on like a Thursday in the middle of the week, maybe it's not as big of a deal. But because it's a national championship, because you have these two brands, you know, if like SMU was in this or Boise State was in this, I would say those ticket prices probably drop a considerable margin. But because it's Ohio State and because it's Notre Dame, those two massive programs, I definitely think they inflated a little bit. And I mean, Atlanta, they have a nice stadium as well. So you're paying a lot to get in the door, and then you pay next to nothing on food. I've always been jealous of their food prices.
Oh, no, their because food's that's not great. The case in yeah. most other cities. Yeah.
The prices are absolutely unbelievable. Who has who do you think the best player is overall in this game?
Jeremiah Smith. Like, pretty definitively Jeremiah Smith, which is crazy because he's a freshman. But, I mean, he's approaching the territory that I didn't think was possible for a freshman, of not just being the best player in college football, but, like, you can look over the past couple of years and say he might be the best wide receiver that we have seen in quite some time in college football, and he's still only a freshman. If Notre Dame is going to go man-on-man with him, I mean, they got Jesus on their side, but they're going to need him because if you're going man-on-man with Jeremiah Smith, you're going to see a lot of balls over the top, and he is going to have six catches, a buck 52, and a couple of tutties.
Yeah, how do you expect Notre Dame to approach that? Do you think they could sort of erase him the same way Texas did?
I think they're going to try. You know, there's been conversation this week of we're not going to change what we're doing. I don't think there's anything wrong changing what you do if it makes your life easier in winning a football game. I understand the pride element of this, of we've done it this way for all the season. Why would we change now? You should try and change now so you can win the football game. Like, that seems pretty basic to me. I don't think that's hard math to follow. They got to have a safety over the top with him. With him, with Abuka on the other side, like, you have to have somebody over the top to kind of play center field to make sure that, Will Howard doesn't just throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns because you can't get these guys off the line of scrimmage.
How good's Arch Manning next year?
I think he's going to be good. I think people were very much, riding the hype because of the last name. I mean, the idea of putting him in over Quinn Ewers, I mean, he really didn't play that much, right? He played Mississippi State and a bunch of non-Power 4 teams. I think he'll be good. You know, the Manning name certainly helps. I think he's a good kid. I don't know that he's going to be the missing link for Texas to get them to a national championship, though.
Denton, I do want to go back to the Commanders just very quickly here, but this is in a Cowboys interest. What do you think about Kliff and the job he's done? And if you were, say, a fan of another team, would you want him to be your head coach?
Yeah, I definitely would. I think Kliff has said a couple of different times that he's been very honest about kind of the way that his career has been over the past couple of years. I don't know all the details on what went down in Arizona, but it was apparently very, very nasty. Like, going to Thailand without a plane ticket back, kind of nasty. And he's really spoken to how much this year in particular has kind of refound his love of football. And when Kliff Kingsbury loves football, he's pretty damn good. You're also seeing that life is a lot easier when your quarterback isn't 5'6". You know, we talked about the Kliff this year because historically his offense has kind of take a little bit of a drop off at the midway point in the season, but he'd also been operating with Kyler Murray, who can't see over his offensive line. So I think if you want a new offensive mind and you have a quarterback that's at least 6'1", Kliff Kingsbury is absolutely the guy that you should be going after.
Final question for you, Denton. Put some money in my pocket, okay? How are we betting this game tonight? What's your favorite bet, whether the spread, the over-under, some sort of prop? What are we looking at?
I've been on Ohio State at 8.5. If you can get it still at 8.5, I would jump on it. I know that line is adjusting a little bit. Certain books have it at 9. Some may even be up to 9.5. But if you can find it at 8.5, I do like 8.5. I guess the under feels like the smart play, but with this Ohio State team, it feels like the over at 45.5. That feels like something that I should be on. So I'm waiting. Maybe by the time we kick off, I will have played the over, but I've definitely played Ohio State 8.5. And then if you can find a Jeremiah Smith anytime touchdown at positive value, I would jump on that one. I do think he finds his way into the end zone tonight. I think Notre Dame, they're going to do their best to try and stop him, but I don't think they'll have success in doing it.
Denton Day, host of College Football Overtime on Sirius. And enjoy the final, what are we looking at, 4 football games here of this deal, Denton. And thank you so much for your time.
Fellas, appreciate it.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. there's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.